talking. So the title tonight is the Holy Spirit. He wrote a book, and it was Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And I got that. Teresa ordered that book, got that book, and I picked that book up, and about that thick, man. And so I'm like, great, man, that thing's too thick. You know, I read just about 7 or 8 pages, and I laid that book down, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons I didn't learn pretty quickly about the Holy Spirit. Now, how many knows the Holy Spirit's been here since creation? Hallelujah. Genesis over there said darkness covered the earth, and it says, and the Spirit of the Lord, talking about the Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the earth. And then God spoke. Well, how many knows He sent His Holy Spirit to live in us? I mean, that same Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Hallelujah. And He quickens us. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about, you know, what Pat said, you know, you don't have to use a walker and all of that stuff. We need to be believing all the time and have our mouths lined up all the time with the Lord. The Holy Spirit. We got to be in union with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here. He's the one, and we talked about it maybe a little bit last Wednesday night. He is our comforter. He comes, and the Bible says that he's our teacher. He's our comforter. He's our counselor. How many knows He's a very highly trained counselor? I mean, the Holy Spirit demonstrates God. You're quiet because I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, now, Holy Spirit, help me teach right about You tonight. Help me bring it out. How many knows He's the one that teaches you? I might go in here and dig out scriptures and look at scriptures and find out, and I might can give you a carnal mentality of things of the Spirit of God, the ways of God, the kingdom of God. But when He shows up in your life, like God, He quickens you to the eternal stuff, the eternal Word of God. Hallelujah. That's one thing that He does. He convinces me and you of God's will. The Holy Spirit, if you're convinced you're supposed to go to this church, then that's Him. He convinced you of the will of God. If you're convinced where you work is the will of God, then He's convinced you of the will of God, the Holy Spirit. And then you go, the Holy Spirit comes and empowers us with the God kind of power to do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, He moved upon the face of the earth. The power of God moved upon the face of the earth, and God spoke. Hallelujah. How many knows that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're one. They are one. Jesus was here. The Holy Spirit was here. Jesus came. Jesus was God made flesh, the Scripture says. That's why He told the disciples, He said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And then He told the disciples, He said, go and teach them about Jesus. Teach them about Me. In other words, we go about as Christians and we talk to people about Jesus. We invite them to church. He said, making disciples. That's what making disciples. Teach them about the Lord and how to come to the Lord. Every one of us need to let the Holy Spirit convince us how to tell people about Jesus, even though if you think you're not a preacher. Every one of us, by the Holy Spirit, has been given the ministry of reconciliation. That is why when you're right with God, you want people coming to church. You want them to know Jesus because He come and put of the Spirit of Jesus, Spirit of God, on the inside of us. And then we need to know how to lead people to Jesus. The kids, all the young ones, the teenagers, all of that, we need to be convinced, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit, and He will convince you that Jesus Christ is the only way to have life eternal. And really, Jesus Christ and Him walking with God really is the fulfillment of our life here, hallelujah. But we need our words in line with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is manifesting the healing power in our lives, manifesting the kingdom, manifesting the prosperity in our lives. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:19, I believe it is. Put that up there, Beth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach them what? About Jesus, right? We're supposed to be talking to people about, he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In other words, signifying right here that they are all one. They are one. I mean, they're God. All three of them. You know, he's here manifest. The Holy Spirit's not God. That's not what I'm saying. I asked him to help me teach it. He's not God, but he is. Right? He just takes what is God's and he revealed it to Jesus. And Jesus told us, I have got what's his and I will reveal it to you. The Holy Spirit will. See, he's revealed to you that you're a king and a priest unto God. The Bible says that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. You know what that means? He come, and when you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit sealed you. I'm talking about he put a stamp on you that you belong to God. You are his. We are his, hallelujah. I'm convinced of that. I hear people a lot talking about, you know, somebody told me the other day, Satan just hates me. Satan just hates me, but Jesus loves me. And in that saying, it wasn't out of faith. It was like just waiting on Satan to pull the next rabbit out of the hat. Just waiting, he's gonna try something else. And I thought to myself, the Holy Spirit ain't taught me to fear Satan. He's under my feet, hallelujah. How many knows? The Bible says that me and you are his sheep, and we hear his voice. Well, you got to be acquainted and know and aware of the Holy Spirit that is speaking to you, the voice of God. He is the one that quickens us. I remember I was down here and I knew nothing about the Holy Spirit. I'd got born again and I'd set out to know the will of God. I wanted to know that I didn't know the will of God and hardly anything other than where I was going to church and where I lived right then, and he had put me in my own business. That's the three things that I knew was the will of God. And so I knew I was in business, but it didn't tell me where to go sell at, where to go work at. And so I'm down and I'm telling the Lord, Lord, which way do I go? I'm asking him, where do I go? Because you can go many ways from here. And God put us here, and we're center to a lot of counties. This is central. You know, this was strategic what God did. And I'm there, and I was waiting on my brother. We were going to sail that day. Me and him were partners. And the Lord spoke to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. I didn't even know nothing about the Holy Spirit, but I knew it was the Lord. How many know? And he convinced me to go north. How many knows it's good for you to seek God and what's God's will in your life? And what to do when you're in the will of God. And the Holy Spirit will come and convince you of the will of God. If you don't acknowledge him and go after God and all of that, the Holy Spirit will just sit there and wait on you to gear up with God. He'll just sit and wait. And so I heard the Lord, he said, go north. I just had this deep impression, go north. Well, my brother got here and I told him, I said, the Lord said to go north. He said, I hate north. He said, let's go south and blah, 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 you know. And all that. He wasn't meaning anything, you know. I mean, we both drove trucks down south, and I was sick of south. I stayed south every day driving a truck for a lumber company. And so I was tired of south. But it didn't matter whether I was tired of south or east or west or north, whatever God was saying. And so I told him, I said, well, God said go north, man. I said, we better go north. And so he said, well, fine. God said to go north. Let's go north. Well, I go north. We go north, and The first place we come to, we crossed over a highway, and I heard the Lord, I heard the scripture. He says, you have not because you ask not. Now, when I read that, that didn't mean nothing to me, Johnny. The Holy Spirit, put that, before I go on, put that, John, what is it, 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He'll teach you about healing. You hear me? He'll teach you about faith. You hear me? He'll teach you about direction. He will tell you not to go. He'll tell you not to help people. He'll tell you to help people. He'll tell you when to help people. He will guide you. He'll teach you the will of God. He'll teach you what God's will is. He's sending my name. He will teach you all things, the Holy Spirit, and bring all things to your remembrance. Well, if you don't read your Bible, he's got not a lot to bring to your remembrance. Right? That's why Satan don't want you coming to the house of God. He don't want you reading books. He don't want you about the Lord and the Holy Spirit. He don't want you reading your Bible. He don't want you listening to teaching and preaching in the daytime. He wants you to feel like you need a spiritual vacation. See, he wants you to feel like, don't do that, don't do it. Why? Because there's life in the Word of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 says the Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. See, if I didn't know the Scripture, which meant nothing to me, telling the disciples, you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss to consume it upon your own self. I didn't know that Scripture. He didn't finish that Scripture, but he brought that part of the Scripture. So I thought, ask. So I pulled across, straight across the road, leading of the Holy Spirit, changed my life. You can see my life because of that one leading of the Holy Spirit in the blunt overhead door business. 33 years of victory over one word. And I mean getting better and better and better and make more money and $10,000 on 1 3-hour job. Hallelujah, I'm telling you right now, don't you tell me it don't work. Don't you tell me the Holy Spirit can't lead you out of debt, but he'll lead you down here, save money, pay extra on it, extra 50 every month, extra 75. He'll lead you. And at the same time, he will teach you how to trust God. Somebody was coming. But anyhow, I went across the road, and just so happened, right across the road, Johnny was a building inspector. I didn't know it. I usually didn't want to see building inspectors. They cut you drop cords in half, faint, got the ground on them, and throw you ladders out in the garbage if you ain't got the right legs on them. And all of that. Fine, you boy, shut you down. I've been shut down by the building inspector. Well, God was saying, well, I want you to go legal. If you go legal, and I'm like, oh, man, it's going to cost me money to go legal. It's going to cost me money, man. And then I want to start grabbing stupid inspectors. Boy, I'm telling you, it's all about the money. That's worldly thinking. My God will supply all of my... See, we got to know the Word in these things when our flesh is trying to teach us contrary to the ways of God. Hallelujah. And so then, don't tell me God can't get you out of debt quick. The Holy Spirit will lead you because it is God's will. Oh, no man, nothing, but the borrower is subject to the lender. If I owe for my bed, I can have some bad night's sleep in a few days if I don't pay my bed payment. Right? I'll be sleeping on the dirt or on couch or something. And if I got payments on my couch, yeah, I can come get my bed, and at least I got my couch. Well, if I don't pay for the couch, I'm subject to them, right? They come get my couch too. Well, how many knows God will lead you into where you owe nothing? You owe no man nothing. I don't care. The Holy Spirit had me whenever Well, I went over and I asked that inspector. Let me go back to that. I went over and I walked in. I thought, building inspector, man, he surely he'd know where. So I asked him. He sent me to one place, Mac, one place that one man was the biggest guy in Etowah County. I mean, the Bible says your gifts will make room for you and take you before great men, not broke contractors. I didn't realize and connect that scripture with that at that point. I did not. I was just ecstatic that he got a price on three houses and we told him what we'd do it for. And he said, when can you do it? And I said, today. And we drove all the way to Birmingham with no doors, got doors and come back, stayed busy a week in there, and it went from there. He knew everybody. Now, what I'm saying, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit put me north. The Holy Spirit led me to that church in Hansville. And I would not move off far from that church when I was looking for a house. I stayed where I knew the will of God was. See, when you stay where you know the will of God is, then you have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to be sustained and empowered in anything that you go through, if you keep the faith, if you walk with Him, if you go through the fire, you go through the flood, you will come out to that wealthy place, hallelujah. You will come out to that abundant. Why? Because this feller, the Holy Spirit, he will bring things into remembrance, whatever I've said to you. See, I have been reading the Bible, listening to. I was in a service not too long ago, won't name no names because it don't matter. And people sitting in there talking with each other while things were going on. They were in there, they were on their phones texting whenever the preaching was going on. And the Lord spoke to me, said, them people will not be receiving from me. They're getting all they're going to get by coming to church. That's all they got. Why? Because we've got to reverence the Holy Spirit. Reverence the Lord. You know, and I thought, Lord, and I went on a couple of day fast, you know, not just straight, but fasted a couple of days. One day I fasted and I said, God, I want you to move in our services like you never have, God. God, I want you to move in our. Lord, I just thank you right now that you will maneuver and change and bring all of us into one mind, in one accord when we come to the house of God. It's not a time to come and chat and talk. We can before, sir. But it's a place where we come and we're believing God that we will come and the Holy Spirit will bring revelation to us, insight to us. I go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. I can outrun a lot of 30-year-olds, and I'm 58. I'm about halfway to the age that I'm promised to live to. Hallelujah. I tell the Lord all the time, I go in the power of your Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I'm going to read you this. The Lord spoke to me. The Holy Spirit helps us overcome sin, and He provides the power to put to death the deeds of the flesh, to resist temptation, break addictions, and walk in freedom from bondage. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Bible says that God hadn't given me a spirit of fear. Well, the Holy Spirit comes and He quickens that to me when fear is a major part of my life. Dread. If you dread working, you're in fear. You're in unbelief. You're not in faith. I'm actually, we've been off a couple of days, and I'm finding me something to do, man. I'm busy, man. I'm doing stuff, you know, and everything. And then this evening I thought, oh, praise God. I get to go do the will of God tomorrow. Got two jobs set up way off, 2 hours away, and double the work because they're all at the same place, so we doubling it up and everything. And I thought, I'm excited, God, this is crazy. See, used to I calling in sick, lying and all that. Right? And then the Holy Spirit begins to move in my life, praise God, and He says, do your work as unto the Lord, and that was quickened to me. And I thought, I'm going to be the best that I can be. And because of that, the Holy Spirit began to bring God's power. I didn't even know it at the time. I'm just young in the Lord. He began to bring the power, and I was able, I cut my leg with a chainsaw, and I stayed out a day or two, and I called my boss up, and I said, man, I need to come back to work. I just felt like I need to go back to work, and I thought, what is wrong with you? Take this free train ride. Stay home like you've always wanted to do. But see, there's something different about when we're following the Lord. Hallelujah. He puts a conquering spirit on the inside of every believer to conquer over sickness and disease and sin. I was tempted yesterday to do something, and I thought, I'm not going to do it. Praise God. And when I made up my mind to do it, the Lord spoke to me. And then He told me this today. He spoke to me. He reminded me of Jesus when Jesus was in the wilderness in the time of temptation. And Jesus quoted Scripture. Did y'all know that? That your master, the one that we're to follow after, was quoting Scripture in his time of temptation to the devil. And the Bible says when Satan left, the Bible says that Jesus come out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. You hear me? After He did not yield to that, He came out empowered by the Holy Spirit that He sent, that teaches us, that lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And so we're empowered to be overcomers. I will not speak sickness over my body. Although, I got up this morning, man, and I slept on my left shoulder or something. And it was like I couldn't hardly move it. And I got up, and Satan said, this is old age. And I looked, I didn't look at him, but I said, you're a liar. I said, I'm not old. If I'm 90, I'm going to say, I'm not old. They lived 800-900 years old out from under the curse, right? They was not under the curse, and they lived 800-900 years old. Hallelujah. Well, those we've been redeemed from that curse that brought sin and death and short lives. We've been redeemed from that. Hallelujah. We've been given authority over our temples. This is the temple, the dwelling place of God. And so we believe it because the Bible says it, and the Holy Spirit comes and convinces us. Give me the Romans 8, I believe it is. But if the Spirit of Him raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Think about that. The very Holy Spirit that I'm talking about, that Jesus was talking about, Paul said here, if He lives in you, He will quicken your mortal. He lives in you. If you give your heart to Jesus Christ, He lives in you. You're never alone. You can talk with the Holy Spirit. I asked Him, I said, Holy Spirit, help me tonight to teach, to make people more aware of you. The more aware you are of Him, the more that you're going to be acknowledging Him. And saying, Holy Spirit, where's my wallet? You've done it. She's done it. My pastor riding a tractor and lost bush hog and lost his wallet, and he hunted that thing and hunted that thing. I believe it was the wallet, wasn't it? It was Brother Hale. And he asked the Holy Spirit, you know where it's at. How many knows he really did know where the wallet was? And the Holy Spirit showed him where the wallet was. And he went and got his wallet. And I thought, these people are crazy. Can't see the Holy Spirit. How do you talk to somebody you can't see? That's where faith comes in. That's where you believe this right here. If He lives in you, He will quicken your mortal body. That means He will give life to your mortal body. Hallelujah. When I say I go in the name and I go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty, what I mean by that is I lean on His power and strength concerning my body at times, because my body, my shoulder's not bothering me at all. whatever that was. I made it leave me. Right? Arthritis runned in my family. Well, I'm in a new family, I reckon. The Bible says that I'm a new creation, right? I've got a new bloodline. I've got a new lineage. I've got a new heritage. I've got a new inheritance. My inheritance is wealth and provision. The Holy Spirit, give me that Galatians 5:22-23, I think it is. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now I'm going to tell you something here. If I love you, I will not abandon you. If I love you, I will fast and pray for this church. Right? Because I care about you. If I love you, I will be faithful to you. Right? Now this is something that the Holy Spirit, because before Christ, I tell you I love you and I'm lying. But God, you get in trouble. I don't want no part of that. You know. But when the Spirit of God came in, now these fruits of the Spirit are not automatic happening in your life. They are in you. It says but the fruit of the Spirit is love. The proof that the Spirit has came on you produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance, and against such, there's nothing can come against that. In other words, I made up my mind that I'm going to walk. See, that's one of the first things that God did in my life, because I was an angry guy. I was a mad person. I didn't know it. I'm bound into bondage. See, and the Holy Spirit comes and He convinced me that Jesus is the way. If Jesus loves you, through them saying, Jesus loves you, man. If you'll come to the Lord, and I just rejected them and rejected the Holy Spirit and all of that. But there come a time in my life when He come and He told me what they told me. And then I surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus that day. And the first thing that He did was lead me to turn the TV on and to anoint that house through preaching. See, He knew that I couldn't hear all of that. See, when we first start out in the kingdom of God, and just like our grandkid, we're teaching them about walking in the Spirit without quoting Scripture to them. Sang us a song on the way to church. Right? Christian song. She gets them in the car. The Holy Spirit's telling her to do all this. She takes them to school. She starts talking to them about the Lord. We talk to them about the Lord at home. I don't go from church and leave God. When I found out that God was with me all the time, man, I'm like, woo, that was good news. When I get in trouble, He's there. When I need His help, He's there. When I need deliverance, He's there to deliver me. I found out, praise God, if God was for me through the Bible, that who could be against me? And then all the time thinking, no matter what comes against me, Lord, You will give me wisdom and come out smelling like a rose. And I'm telling you, it works. But the fruit of the Spirit, this is what the Holy Spirit has come and put on the inside of us. This is God. And He brought God on the inside of us. And the first thing the Lord sent me to His service. See, some people don't like it if I say, you know, if you don't mind, don't use your cell phones in here. If you don't mind, don't talk to one another while service is going on. That gets on some people's nerves. You know? And all I'm doing is trying to get you healed. Right? Trying to get a manifestation of God's power in your life to bring you out of debt. All I'm trying to do is reverence God in this place. Hallelujah. Just like me asking the Lord, Lord, help me teach them about the Holy Spirit. Because I don't know how to, I can't convince you of nothing. But He can. He says He will. Well, the first thing God did, He took me into a service, Johnny, and this guy's running a revival at the church. And then he says, don't read you. Love can't be offended. That was the title of that of the whole week. But it made me mad when he said, don't read, don't keep reading, look up here, look up here. Come on, look up here, don't read your Bible. I just raised my Bible up and I said to myself, don't tell me what to do. I'll read my Bible in this church all night long. Boy, you're talking about rebellion. I didn't know that I was rebellious. I just thought, you ain't telling me what. There ain't no man telling me not, don't read my Bible. Look up here like your son. How many knows when that happens to you, realize that's your flesh. Realize that's bound up in your heart and the rod of correction gets it out of us. It says that's bound up in the heart of a child. We want to think about our little babies and it goes both ways. You know? Well, I mean, I go on, Teresa, she's just lapping it up like your little kitty cat bowl of milk. Boy, I mean, she just in love with Jesus, and that didn't bother her at all. Because she wasn't doing that. He'd read the scripture, and I'd continue on reading to see what it said under it on down through there. Didn't hear nothing of what the Holy Spirit was saying. I didn't catch nothing of what the Holy Spirit was saying for 3 nights. And I told her, and she's like, oh, yeah, Jesus. And I'm over, what bowl you been lapping out of, man? You know, praise God, I ain't going back. I'm not going back. How many knows that flesh was trying and Satan jumps on it? I mean, just like with Jesus in the wilderness, man. I mean, he knew Jesus had been fasting. So he said, if you're really God, if you're really him, turn these stones into bread. That was a temptation. If you ever fasted over 2 days, you know, buddy, I mean, you run over a dog on the side of the road and you're like, ooh, he looks pretty good. Roadkill. You cook that dog and eat it, man. You fast long enough, you know. But anyhow, you know, that, you know, Teresa, boy, I come in and I'm like, she won't want to go. She's just all excited right now. I'm not going. Thursday and Friday, I'm not going. Sick of him. I didn't realize, Mac, that he was my breakthrough. That man was my breakthrough, and I didn't know it. So come in. Oh, it's going to be good tonight. Oh! Don't pour a bowl of water on somebody's excitement about going to church. Right? Yeah. Don't do it. Just don't do it because they're the magnet for you. And I thought, well, since she's excited, I go on, you know, and I go, you know, and that night the Holy Spirit moved. He didn't say that. And I'm telling you, by the time I left that service Monday, I felt like I loved everybody. I mean, it was like daylight and dark in one service. And I have never been the same since that night. What if I hadn't went? What if I'd have listened to my flesh? What if I'd have told Teresa I'm the man of this house? What I say goes. Man, I mean, I went in the store the next day and looked at this guy across the counter, boy, and I felt like I loved him, Mac. I mean, I just felt like, and I thought, man, don't say nothing if they'll think you're a little funny. And that didn't go well in Blount County back under in the 90s. If you was funny, you was dead meat. We would make sure of that. There wasn't nobody funny around coming out of the closet like they did the last 4 years. If they was in the closet, they stayed home with it. Because us Blount County boys around, we didn't put up with that. You know, well, you know, I went on, man, and I'm like, oh, man, I love my boss. I love everybody, man. I'm feeling weird here, you know. You know. But what I'm saying is, see, the Holy Spirit put that in me, love. But I had to yield to it, right? It was already in me, came in me when the Holy Spirit came in that day I got born again. But see, he gave me my opportunity to yield to it. Once I yielded to it, I went back. I believe when I made up my mind to go back, I believe that broke it. I honestly believe that broke it because I didn't have no problem that next service. I believe, I don't know that to be so, but I believe me making up mind that I'm going back, and I couldn't wait to get back to the Friday night service. Man, I got back and I just went up, he'd pray, and I told him I couldn't stand you. I told him about it. I said, but I want you to pray for me, man.
He said, can I tell everybody? And I said, sure. Well, I didn't know that he's going to turn around, move me out of the way, and make an example out of me right in front of 200 people. But you know what? It didn't bother me at all. I'm like, you can crucify me, and I'm just going to yield. Why? That love was working, praise God. It was working, and it was setting me free. See, the Holy Spirit is here to walk us in freedom, to walk us from one level of faith and one level of glory to another level of faith and another level of glory. I'm talking about a manifestation of the presence of the Lord. I'm not going to walk sick. Something attacks my body, and it does periodically. I just come against it. I don't really have to do it now, but back when I was learning and renewing my mind, I had scriptures on my mirror. I had scriptures in my bathroom. I had scriptures to remind me all the time of the Word of God. I had them in my truck where I went to work, because things would try to get on my mind and all that. I had a radio. If you got a radio, friend, you can choose to turn that on some praise and worship. You can choose to turn that on some preaching going down the road. I know, I'm a truck driver. But you know what? Even when I was selling and I wasn't, I made sure I had on praise and worship and all of that. Why? Because my mind was having to get renewed to the Word of God so the Holy Spirit could reveal the will of God to me. And then once I knew the will of God, then I moved over into the faith of God. And then when you are in the real kind of faith, the Bible says whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. I told somebody the other day, I told them, I said, Lord's brought me to where I don't want nothing. There's nothing I want. I go on Marketplace at shop hour or two, you know, and look at trucks and this and that, and I'll be like, 2018, O2's good. Satisfaction comes from the Holy Spirit, satisfied where you are, but always a looking. I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I used to believe that I would have enough to pay my bills. I said, then I come to the place to where all my bills was paid, and I thought, well, I got to believe for more than enough according to John 10 then. I want more than my bills. So believed to a place to where I had a little left over of my bills, praise the Lord. And then I thought, but God, I want an abundance. I want it to the full till it overflows in my financial life. I don't want to have to even be concerned. I don't even concern myself with money. I don't have to concern myself. You don't either. Rest. Right? You can take what somebody got from the Lord and the Holy Spirit quickened to you where it took them 25 years to get there. You can go that week. I'm telling you right now, you can go that week. They had a meeting. We bought this building, renovated. We're just walking along, believing God. Don't really know nobody's watching or all of that. Well, a church up there where I come from, one of the guys in there, he's like, man. So they had a meeting. They said, hey, we'll go out to check up on our giving here. Man, he's done outrunning us. And they raised me and then sent me out, and I'm outrunning them. See, but it really wasn't that. What it was is the Holy Spirit was telling us what to give and when to give and what to do and when to do it and all of that stuff. There was no formula to it. It was following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I knew and sometimes I hoped it was, but it worked, and so it was. Right? Hallelujah. And so he told me, he said, how are you doing all of this? How many people you got? I said, about 15 left, something like that. We bought this building down here. The Lord told me how to do it and all that. The Holy Spirit, I went on a fast waiting on the Lord, and they had put it up for sale, and he hadn't given me no click. Don't go buy a car if God don't tell you to buy a car. We belong to him. Right? I went and been there and bought it till I got to where I could get what I wanted. I even went to one guy going trading. I went in there and he said, well, go to your bank. And I said, I'm not going to my bank. You go. I'm tired of going to the bank. You want that truck? I'll take that one. you go to the bank. I thought, I'm going to see if this works. So I go in there, and he looks at me, and he's like, you know. And I said, you can do it. He called my bank, called me and told me, come get it. I thought, man, this Jesus stuff really works. This faith stuff works. I wasn't going in there being arrogant. I'm like, black God, I've worked my way up to where I wasn't begging him there at the bank and listened to the Lord. And he told me what to do and come up to where I could pay it off early. Now come up, I'm up to play. I don't need the bank anymore. Now all of y'all that's here, and you know how I was 3 months behind, you tell me how I done it. I done told y'all that I was under 3 months and things got worse. Heart attacks, $130,000 with no insurance. And I went through the Holy Spirit. He said, don't quit. Don't give up. I mean, third time they denied us, Teresa, she jumps up and she says, just throw it in the garbage and forget it. We're just going to believe God. Well, she goes on, but she was frustrated. See? And I'm like, she was frustrated with it. Deny. And you got over here, I win. You got it on the inside of you. If you ain't, it wasn't for her, that wasn't her battle. That was mine. See, everybody's not anointed for your battle, Sandy. They don't have it. They don't have the word. They don't have the faith. They don't have the issue. Right? And so I go on and I'm like, glory to God, hallelujah. It ain't going to happen. Then I made up my mind, I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to do the will of God. The will of God is for me to pay this, and I'm not going bankrupt, and I am not going to do it. I'm not going to ruin my credit because the Bible says, see, I got it out of the Bible way back under, a good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. And so I hung on to that, the word of in the Bible. And I believed God to help me get a good name, and he did. And when it come to that and I was fixing to ruin it, I told God, I said, that's contrary to your will for me to make that kind of choice. I made a lot of people mad by me preaching this and saying what I'm saying, that bankrupt ain't in the Bible and all that stuff. And I didn't mean to make nobody mad, and ain't none of my business what people do. But I know what worked for me, the will of God. And I know he's no respecter of persons, and I know that it'll work for them. So I told some folks, I said, don't get under condemnation. You just made the best choice you could make on your own. I said, just next time it rolls around, it's going to come again to you, but you've got to learn something. Because the Bible says that Satan left Jesus for a more opportune time. Right? And so I said, I'm going to do the will of God. I'm not going to ruin my name. I couldn't see how I'd do it. I could not for my life see how I thought I would be paying that for $130,000 for the rest of my life. That's what my mind told me, and you calculated up, and the age I was, 50 years old, there's no way that I can pay that off and be free from that. So that looked like something that was going to be in my life for the rest of my life, $400 or $500 a month. That I could not see how to pay. But I was going to do the will of God, and I wasn't folding on them. I was glad they was there. A thankful heart keeps you in faith. It is the key to more. Well, the Holy Spirit he was just there, don't quit. Just don't quit. That's what I was thinking. He was talking to me, and I really didn't know it because my flesh is all out of control. Then he's telling me go contrary to what my mind's telling me. How many knows that's why Paul said that your mind is an enemy to God? That is why we renew our mind to God's word and we stand on God's word. We take that to be the will of God and we let the Holy Spirit confirm it to us. And then when the trial comes, we don't turn it loose. We don't be like the seed sowers. The sower soweth the word. When the trials come, they choke the word out and it comes unfruitful. What's unfruitful? That means you couldn't pay the $130,000 for me. And so I picked up the phone, do the right thing, praise God. And I mean, in 3 minutes after the long trial that I wasn't going to lose my good name, that's all I was hanging on to, I wasn't thinking about anything else. God gave it to me, and I'm going to keep it. And the one phone call that I made to do the right thing, that was the Holy Spirit. That was integrity. I didn't feel like I had none. I didn't know what was fixing to happen. But I'm telling you, that one phone call canceled that $130,000. And I had been rejected because I made too much money. You hear what I'm telling you? Now you can't convince me that God can't bring me a million. Hallelujah. I done killed a bear. I still got my marriage. That's a miracle in itself. Dar said, amen. But I'm telling you, it's one of the best miracles I've ever had. People's told me, I don't know how you put up with her. I don't know how you live with some of my family. Oh, God, boy, you sure do know how to pick them. Boy, you sure do know how to pick them. And I'm like, glory to God, I sure do. And I mean, and I never would let the thorn in the flesh get me. That was a messenger from Satan. People think the thorn in the flesh is their wife and their job and their boss. And no, I'll get you a good messenger from Satan because you diving into the Lord and you getting revelation from Him and you moving forward. You can see a family sitting here today because of what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now, I seen it. I seen that boy turn white. I don't know what he is. He's Mexican, Hispanic, some of them get upset. I mean, he was a little, he wasn't never been chubby, but come in here and I started telling him, listen, man, you know what, man, I got some rope. You know, we do our garage doors. If you need me to bring one, tie them pants up, you're about to fall out of them. I seen it. Y'all seen it? I didn't see him draw back and, well, I had to work late. Oh, I had to work 12 hours. No, I seen him fasting and praying and getting more dedicated to the services here at this church. I'm not bragging on, but look at the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the $130,000 bill. This is the victory that overcomes what Satan meant for bad. God give us the victory in it. But we had to do our part. We had to go through the fire and through the flood and hungry for the church out of desperation for God. Hungry. Hungry for you to move, God, because I'm going to lose it all. Hungry, God, because Travis is going to live on the street somewhere. Hungry, God, because the church is at stake. The other building's at stake, God. I was telling the guy the other day, I said, see, I'm sitting there, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit. My flesh didn't want to do it. I go to a men's meeting or something. Anyways, I told Teresa, I said, I'm going to that men's meeting. I didn't want to go, Mac. I didn't feel good. I felt whipped. I felt like defeated. I didn't feel like I could pastor at all. I didn't feel like I could come here and preach. Nothing. And I go to that service, praise God. Somebody say church service.
Church service.
I go to that church service, and that sermon meant nothing. And right there at the end of it, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, let Him pray for you. And I thought, oh, man. You know, and I said, okay. So I go up there and He starts praying for me. And He says, He stops all of a sudden back and He looks at me. He said, I see you. He said, you're in quicksand. And He knew nothing about my life. He said, you're in quicksand. And I thought, He just don't know, man. My nose is all that's left out right here. I'm just barely come to this service right here. He said, and God said to tell you this quicksand is Him. I said, oh, okay. So I left, you know, and I'm driving back home, quicksand. It's God, and I'm thinking, God's doing all this to me. Man, He's doing all this to me. God is doing. I thought, I cannot believe that. The Scripture's contrary to that. God's a good God. I mean, I'm wrestling with this all the way home. I go in, and I wasn't even going to say nothing to Teresa about the service. And she said, well, how was the service? And I said, well, I told her, I said I had him pray for me. I said, and he said, I was in quicksand. That quicksand was God. She said, I done told you. I done told you, you've got to get in agreement with God. She had done told me, Johnny, get in agreement with God or we're going under. You get in agreement with God. And the minute that I made up my heart to get in agreement with God and made a few phone calls and made agreements, that was God. God, I was stopping God. I'm telling you the honest to God's truth. Because my mind was in the way. I've worked and made the money and took care of us, and now that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Well, anyways, that was the leading of the Holy Spirit for me to confront that issue and not run from that issue. And when I made that phone call, then a chain of events started happening in my business that wouldn't have happened. I mean, in the company. They begin to do this and this and this and this. And then one job came in. When I did that, one job came in, and that was the leading of the Holy Spirit to go to that service when I didn't feel like it. Coming to church, that's the leading of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to wonder if it's the will of God for you to be at every service in this church as much as you can. You don't have to pray about that. You don't have to fast about that. That is the will of God. And that is one of the ways that God will begin to lead and teach and minister to you and give you vision and give you instruction, not just vision, instruction how to get to that vision. Because what God gives us usually is impossible for us. Well, anyways, He brought that one job in, and it brought me up. I mean, and caught us up, and to this day, we never was behind another day ever. And today, I own everything. Me and the Lord does. He taught me and showed me and strengthened me. See, He strengthened me to come out of bondage to the bank, bondage to finances, bondage to fear, bondage to. I mean, I could just be driving me a Rolls Royce right now. Oh, Pastor, that's Pastor. Ooh, Jaguar with a convertible on it, boy. You know, and then none of that means nothing. None of that compared to God's glory in your life means nothing. So seek after Him. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Y'all young folk, I would listen to the Holy Spirit. I would listen to Him. Pray about your girlfriends. But see, if you think you can, that's the only one you can get, right? You got to have confidence that God will bring the one into your life. And when He brings somebody into your life, whether you're young or old or whatever, that He brings, they will already be after God. You don't think you're going to win them to the Lord because they're cute and all that and win them to the Lord. They'll draw you right out of the kingdom. That's a trick of the enemy. Because that person may not be being drawn by the Lord. Nothing you can say can convince them to get born again. No man comes to the Father unless he is drawn. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will lead you into the right. I mean, there's testimony after testimony. God sent them to college down there, Bible college. They met their wives in Bible college. And they got worldwide ministries today. Leading of the Holy Spirit, leaving their comfort zone, leaving their homes, leaving what was comfortable to them and going to the will of God, and then God raising them up and worldwide ministers. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is fixing to show signs, wonders, and miracles. And people are going to be healed and set free. And I'm talking about just impossible situations. Just bam, God works it out in your life. Something you might have been believing God for 10 years, and then all of a sudden God said, it's time for you to have it now. It's time, and then a turn of events and supernatural. See, the Holy Spirit works in the supernatural. That's what He works in, praise God. So spend time with the Holy Spirit. When you read your Bible, ask Him. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm spending time with your Father today. And I ask you to quicken me to your Word. Let your Word come alive. Ask him about things in your life, direction, investments, hallelujah, that He wants you to invest. When to give, what to give, where to give, hallelujah. See, somebody can follow somebody and they can say, well, Scotty, give. Or they give. They just keep giving. No, most time I'm led. Right? I got an inspiration. I got somebody now. I've been asking the Lord 3 or 4 days, you want me to buy him a truck? Lord, I will do it. If you want me to buy him a truck, Lord, I'll do it. But, Lord, I'm not going to do it unless you tell me. Why? Because I'm not going to waste my money. But if he leads me, praise God, hallelujah, you'll see God get glory and things will happen, hallelujah, praise God. Get before the Lord and ask the Lord about things. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Father. We thank you for